Hey, Vikram.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, plant people, everyone there. This is In the Grow.
Again.
Yes, we're back
I don't know why,
again.
I don't know why I'm always surprised. Yeah. I'm always surprised.
I guess because we're running out of stuff to talk about.
No, well, maybe.
Maybe.
For the season, at least. The season's wrapping up quickly.
Yeah, there's this one and then one more.
And then one more.
And this one is about yams versus sweet potatoes. That's in the Thunderdome. One vegetable fruit goes in, one comes out.
Two root crop center.
Yeah, no, just kidding. They're not actually going to fight. We're just going to talk about how you can tell the difference, and that a lot of people here in America call sweet potatoes yams.
Right.
When they are not yams. They
also
are,
right,
in fact, sweet potatoes.
Yes.
So when Thanksgiving comes very soon and you're eating candied yams, you are not eating yams.
Nope.
Those are sweet potatoes.
Correct.
Yes.
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 Yeah. And there's so many things like that. Even, I'm trying to think what another good example is that's almost not relevant, but like pumpkin, like if you look at a canned pumpkin, I think we talked about this. It's like butternut squash.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
Usually butternut squash. So like sometimes we use terms interchangeably because internationally,
yes,
they do call butternut squash pumpkin.
Yeah.
And so I actually think it tastes better,
if
we're being real honest.
Yeah.
But it's not what we think of as like the orange jack-o'-lantern pumpkin.
Those actually taste not good.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, there's specific pie pumpkins and things like that. But like it's a similar situation in some ways where we... It's a mosquito?
I was going to get it, but I think it's just fruit fly.
Did you kill him? Oh, that was impressive.
Yeah.
So by the way, it's early November and it's hot outside and there's mosquitoes still out, and that's offensive.
Yes.
I am offended.
I am itchy and offended.
Yeah, it's really upsetting, actually.
Ew, this one was like red.
Man, I don't like that. Anyway, but there's a lot of things that we use some of the terminology interchangeably, or the names for plants. And so culturally, you know, it gets changed and developed through time, and it enters like our colloquial, you know, what's the word I want? Lexicon is the word I was going to use. And I don't know if that's right, but it's a good word.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're not the same plant. They're actually very much not the same plant.
No, not at all. And I think you're right with the colloquialism, just because there are other places that also use yam as a term for a completely different crop that is not a sweet potato or a yam.
Yeah.
So in New Zealand, they call a yam something. It's some kind of oxalis something. I forgot the whole
name. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And they call it a yam. I don't know. I didn't look up what that was. I just was like, oh, okay. So a lot of places do this. They're like, this is what we call a yam.
Yeah. I guess to sort of think about some of the differences to begin with between a yam and a sweet potato. So they're both underground, like modified stem structures.
They're tuber guys.
Right. Tuber adjacent.
Okay.
So they're structured a little bit differently than, say, like a true potato tuber.
Uh-huh.
But they serve a similar function, right? Where they grow underground, they reproduce sort of off of the root system of the plant. You get a whole bunch of them, and then you can divide it up and plant it, and you'll get multiple plants.
Mm.
Right? Like it's the same way we use potatoes, where we dig them up. Each one of the eyes is a little growing point. Mm-hmm. So you can cut it up into sections and get more potatoes, right? It's a big starchy carbohydrate reserve for the little plant to feed on.
Can we go on a quick tangent?
Okay. I like those.
Yeah. Tell me about my internet, like recommendation stuff keeps showing me things that's like, hey, if your potatoes are turning green or have eyes on them, they're not safe to eat.
So
what's up with that?
Yeah, that is true.
Why? And what's the deal? Like, what's happening there? Like, I don't understand.
Okay. So the eyes are always there. So that's not like, like if they have eyes, like now if they're looking at
the
you, there's a problem.
Have eyes.
Right. Like
the hills.
Like if you make eye contact with them, probably don't eat it. Maybe run.
Okay.
That's my best advice.
Yeah.
But in general, like all potatoes have eyes on them.
I was like, I've definitely like just peeled or poked, not poked, like just plucked them off before and gone with that.
So if they're starting to sprout, it's usually not a big deal, right? Like you can pull off young sprouts and things from those eyes and still cut up and cook your potato, and it's not usually a problem. But if you have like long shoots or roots coming out, think about what a potato is. And by extension, what a sweet potato and a yam are as well. Because mm-hmm. the same kind of holds true. In fact, I just got a question on social media about this, that, hey, if my sweet potatoes have sprouted, can mm-hmm. I still eat them? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, but.
Okay.
So there's two issues. The first thing is, if you think about what a tuber is, it is a carbohydrate reserve for that little plant to grow with, to feed off of, until it can like photosynthesize and make its own, you know, energy. And so like they are sort of designed or developed to feed new plants. And so that's a way that plants that produce tubers will spread. The tuber will be underground. Each one of those eyes will produce more plants, which then produces more tubers. But the point of the tuber is to be there for carbohydrates for the little plant. Because, mm-hmm. you know, photosynthesis makes sugar. Until it can photosynthesize, it has to have sugar from somewhere else.
So it doesn't taste as good once it starts growing.
Right. It starts changing the chemical compounds in the potato or in the tuber. And then, yeah, it just ultimately doesn't taste as good. Because if your plant is feeding on all those sugars, all the starches that are in your tuber.
That's what we like to eat.
That's what we eat. That's why we eat it. So it changes the nutrient balance of the vegetable. It changes the just overall like
taste
texture, and texture to a certain extent, because as it develops, it does sort of break it down. So you'll notice that if you have a potato that's sprouted, it starts to get kind of squishy.
Yeah.
Right. The lignin and all the fibers in that, as that those carbohydrates are consumed, break down. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with something that you don't want to eat. But you could plant.
Okay. It's not toxic or dangerous, question mark?
Not necessarily. Now, if you do start seeing your potatoes turning green, mm-hmm. That is a buildup of some different oxalates and other compounds that can be toxic.
Okay. So no green potatoes.
So if your potatoes have turned green, don't eat them.
What if it's just like a little bit on the outside?
You know,
if you peeled it
you
off.
You can cut some of that off and get down to the starchier center of it, mm-hmm. but you don't. So by the time it's turned green, that chemical reaction has already started going.
Okay.
So you can cut off some of those sections and still use part of it. Like if you see a little bit of green, don't necessarily toss all your potatoes out.
Probably better safe than sorry. Like just avoid it.
And it's not something that's probably going to kill you in general, mm-hmm. but it can make you sick, you know, cause some problems. So it's best if your potatoes have either started turning green or different colors, or if there's a smell, mm-hmm. Probably don't.
Yeah. That's not true for onions though, right?
No.
I used to know someone that swore if your onions had green on them or in them, you know, when you started to cut it open, that would make you sick.
No, not really. I mean, it can change the flavor. It's a similar thing where it started to produce leaves or shoots or stems or whatever. Because, you know, an onion is compressed leaves. I don't even mean
like that. You know, like a white one, how sometimes you can see a little bit of color striped into it.
No, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's just how the onion looks, you know?
No, that's just how the onion do. There's just different kinds of onions.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Some are solid white, some are streaked in different colors, and like, it's just a thing.
I love a red onion.
Me too.
So good. Yeah. Okay, anyway, back to sweet potatoes and yams, why we're really here today.
No, but that was a good diversion, I think, because it's a similar issue, right? Yeah. Like your sweet potatoes or your yams, I don't have a lot of experience with yams, if mm-hmm. we're being honest, but sweet potatoes will start to sprout mm-hmm. as well if you leave them too long.
Yeah.
And while you're probably not going to get a lot of toxicity, say look for some of the same things, color change, mm-hmm. smell, anything like that, it will drain the sugars out of it. So you'll end up with a sweet potato that doesn't taste as good. Mm. And it'll just be...
It's a fly.
Okay. It'll just be medium sweet potato instead of what you actually want, you know?
So one big difference to start off with is that sweet potatoes are a dicot and yams are a monocot.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes are pretty much morning glories. They're in the same family as morning glories.
And their flower looks like that.
Yeah. And the leaves look similar. So if you look at a morning glory versus a sweet potato, they're very similar. And so it's a dicot. It's a vining plant. It grows quickly, grows very aggressively. The yam in the Dioscorea genus is more closely related to things like lilies and mm-hmm. other plants.
And some grasses,
right? And some grasses, yeah, than it would be to an actual potato.
And sweet potatoes, those originated in the Americas, which is why we've talked about them being a native plant. Mm-hmm. Whereas yams, they originated in Africa, but there also have been independently domesticated versions in Africa, Asia, and the Americas.
Right.
Because the yams came over on the slave trade.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the cultural things, I think, get mixed up with us calling sweet potatoes yams, is because people of those cultures that ate those foods were using, they were being innovative in using what they had on hand,
right?
Because they may not have yams anymore, and sweet potato was a good replacement.
Yeah, and you know, the flavors are different, the texture is a little bit different, and the way you process is a little different, but they can be analogs in mm-hmm. a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they would call them yams because it was the closest thing they had to a cultural dish or a cultural food.
And just side note, if you're more interested in learning some on that, there's a really good documentary on Netflix called High on the Hog, which is inspired by a book that was called High on the Hog. And it's about African-American food ways.
Okay.
And, you know, how they came over from Africa.
That's cool. I'll have to watch that.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Interesting.
It is. I liked it. You know, I love food. Anyway.
Sure. So our yams are super starchy.
Yes.
Super duper starchy. More like cassava mm-hmm. or a yuca or something mm-hmm. similar.
And they can grow to be a very, very large size.
Yeah.
I don't think sweet potatoes get, like, I don't think they can get anywhere as near. I can't even talk. They can't get anywhere near as big as a yam.
Yeah. No. And again, they're more vining. So they'll eat some space in your garden, but it's not going to turn into like a big yucca looking plant.
Yeah.
Right. Or big grass looking plant.
The crop itself as well. The
tuber. Yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. No, yams, I think, can get like.
Huge. They're huge. They're not always, but they can get just humongous. There's on that documentary, they said that sometimes they call it a hairy elephant's foot because it literally will have like little toes licking things on it, and it'll be humongous like an elephant.
And a sweet potato can get pretty big. Normally we do harvest them on the smaller side because as they get bigger, they do kind of tuberize and turn a little bit woodier. Mm-hmm. And now your ornamental sweet potatoes will get large, but not nearly as big. Like you may get one that weighs a couple of pounds mm-hmm. and is like the size of a, you know, cantaloupe or mm-hmm. a little bit larger, but no, nothing like a yam.
I mean, yams, I've seen them. They're like as big as a baseball bat, like as long.
Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah. So visually, if your grocery store randomly has some yams, they tend to be off-white, purple, or red, and they have rounded ends. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're all pretty familiar with sweet potatoes, they generally have elongated and tapered ends, and the flesh is either going to be orange or like a pale yellow.
Right. And the skin is usually sort of a reddish orange color mm-hmm. or a light brown color.
Yeah. That light brown that kind of has like a magenta tinge or like undertone to it. I've noticed that. I don't know. Maybe that's
just me. No, and you're right. And I think that you know, some of these resources I've seen on here and some of the pictures I've seen, like it looks like yams are almost covered with bark, like tree bark. They're very like root like.
It almost kind of looks like a kiwi's skin, but it's harder, you know, like it's got that same kind of color and texture to it where it's kind of furry and light brown.
Yeah.
But sweet potatoes are not furry.
And if they are, that's probably another reason to throw your sweet potato away. Yeah.
I have another food tangent question regarding sweet potatoes.
I would like to hear it.
When you cut sweet potatoes, have you ever noticed that sometimes they secrete a white stuff? I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of sap. I'm like actually not sure.
Or whatever.
I don't think it's an actual latex. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably, starches usually are fairly solid. Mm-hmm. But if you think of like starch water after you've made rice or mm-hmm. after you've washed your rice or whatever, I think it's probably similar to that.
Okay.
Where if they're full of water as you cut into them, that's just starch coming out of it. Mm. So carbohydrate juice.
Are there any caveats with sweet potatoes being unsafe once they're like once they're cut, you kind of need to cook them pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, and that's probably true for a lot of things. You know, they will start to break down fairly quickly. So, you know, store them like you would any other starch. They will, because they are. So this is actually a good point. Like sweet potatoes and other starches are probably not a thing you want to leave sitting around, right? Food safety in general, right? More than a couple hours on the counter is not generally a good thing. No. Like you need to store it at either a high or a low temperature, you know, at room temperature. But if you think of
what about room temperature? Not at room temperature.
You don't want to store it at room temperature, like prepared foods, right?
I just wanted to make that clear. I think when you were transitioning.
Yeah, I may have said that weird. Yeah. Sorry. So either you want to store it, you know, below 40 degrees or at a cooked high like temperature.
Mm-hmm. I've read you should cover them in water if you're not going to use them right away.
That's interesting.
I think it's just kind of like regular potatoes that you want to stop oxidation.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
stop
it's
them
for.
From breaking down. That makes yeah. sense. But if you think of like what we grow bacteria on, like in a lab, uh-huh. it's polydextrose, which comes from potatoes. So we take potatoes and dry them out. And like the nutrient agar that, you know, everyone has seen like in a petri dish somewhere uh-huh. that you like, you know, swab a doorknob on and like.
Gross.
Yeah, no. And like.
Doorknobs are so gross.
Yeah, no. Or like a dollar bill. You don't want to know. That's not information I want. But like if you're trying to culture a bacteria or a fungi or something similar, you want to, you know, put it on a nutrient solution that's going to help that bacterial colony grow or mm-hmm. that fungal colony grow. Well, it's starch. It is just like potato starch. Mm. So if you think of stuff like potatoes and sweet potatoes and even yams, if you leave them out, they're going to start growing bacteria in a hurry mm-hmm. because it is 100% the ideal environment for bacteria to grow on. Mm. So you definitely want to make sure that like, especially raw, that after they're cut, that you're doing something with them fairly quick.
Mm-hmm. One other side note that I just randomly thought of while you were talking that and I was zoning out was that
Rachel was in her happy place. I was talking about like nerdy science stuff and she's just
and
like,
I started thinking about like food. I was pies. Gonna say no, it was about tomato soup. I was gonna say
I to do like tomatoes.
The vegan people out there, if you want your tomato soup to be creamy, just cut up a potato and boil it in there and then blitz it up with an emulsion blender. And because of the starch, it will make your tomato soup creamier without using dairy.
That's a really good idea.
You're welcome.
I love tomato soup.
Me too.
Like it's with so a good. Grilled cheese. That's oh, my yeah. favorite thing.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. So sweet potatoes and yams. Sorry. We are, you can tell we're getting close to the end of the season.
The place.
Yeah. So yams tend to be a temperate and tropical region plant. So they grew pretty well, you know, in Africa and in the Caribbean. Again, mm-hmm. we're along the Atlantic slave trade. That's on the route. And so they grew well there. They don't necessarily, especially here in West Texas, we are like the opposite of tropical.
Yeah, no, right.
So you're probably not going to have success with no. yams, but
maybe cool in a greenhouse.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Most of us don't have that at our disposal.
Well, I guess I'm special.
Yes, yeah. You are very special. So we.
I just wanted to rub that in for everyone listening.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
He's that guy. As he like two thumbs at himself.
Who's got a greenhouse? This guy.
Oh yeah. Also, one more tangent. Vikram was a cactus for Halloween.
Okay, and wasn't that dope?
It was really good. I think I'll have to post a picture yeah, because
I was a potted cactus.
Yeah, and he had a sign on that said hugs, question mark.
And it was like impaled on some of the spines.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Yeah. Shout out to your wife, Alana, for yes. being an amazing seamstress.
Well, it's funny, and this has, again, nothing to do with any. Maybe I'll make her make me a yam costume next year. I asked her like two or three, like it would just look like a, never mind.
I don't think that would be a good costume.
No, that's a bad costume.
You're just going to look like a turd.
What are you, a poop? Yeah. A giant poop.
A furry one.
A big furry poop.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
I can't use any of this.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think you should leave it in. I don't care. Okay. It is late in the season. It's the holidays.
Happy holidays. Sorry.
We have come off the rails. So yeah, I asked her a couple of weeks before, Halloween, like, I would like to be a potted cactus for Halloween.
For Christmas. You're a Christmas
cactus. I'll put a hat on it.
Yeah.
I was like, can you make this for me? And she thought about it and she was like, I don't know, probably. Mm. And she like, I think took a sewing class in high school and mm-hmm. hasn't done it since then. Mm-hmm. And then was like, I can figure this out. So she figured it out and it turned out really well.
Yeah, it did. It looked great. All right. So you're not going to probably grow yams, but we're going to tell you about growing sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Put them in the ground and hold on tight.
Yeah.
Like it's real easy. Honestly, yeah. They are probably one of the more reliable sort of root crops you can grow in the warm mm-hmm. season. Now they're not cold hardy.
No, but they are extremely heat tolerant.
Yes. And they will take a beating.
Yep.
And so again, the ornamental sweet potato, often called sweet potato vine, is a really common landscape plant. Mm. You see it everywhere. And technically that does grow a sweet potato. They're bright green. They're lots of different colors. They're really showy. But you can get just a regular sweet potato and cut it up and plant it as an ornamental in your landscape. Mm-hmm. Usually you want to plant them early spring.
Yeah, I was going to say you kind of want to get them in early because they're a time investment. They take a while to fruition.
They're going to need to grow all season. Yeah.
150 days. That's a while.
Yeah.
What is that, like 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. 5 months. So you want to get them in usually like in April if you can. Like I said, they're not cold tolerant. So you want to make sure that you're relatively safe from freezes. Mm-hmm. But you could plant them in April and harvest them, you know, September.
Yeah.
So they're a long season crop.
I did want to recommend there's the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. They have a 2-page PDF on sweet potatoes, which is very helpful. So we're talking about planting. I also wanted to mention that this thing says that you want the soil temperature to be over 65 degrees.
So cotton planting season. When cotton starts growing in the ground, put your sweet potatoes in.
Yeah. And you can check the soil temperature online. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, just FYI, I learned that.
Usually we're going to hit 60, 65 degrees here in West Texas, right around the 1st of May.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would be around the time that you would be planting mm-hmm. your regular potatoes too, yeah. if you wanted to do that.
Yeah. Similar growing season.
Yeah. So is it similar to a potato in the sense that you could also just grow it in a bucket?
Sure. Sure you could.
Cool.
They like, you know, well-drained soils, slightly acidic soils, but they will take a pH of like 7.5. So they do okay here.
A poof.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, sorry.
So that's usually a good idea. They need nitrogen fertilizer. We have plenty of potassium, phosphorus, things like that in the soil. Mm-hmm. But really, you just take your sweet potato slip. You can buy them.
Yeah.
Or you can go buy a sweet potato and cut it up.
Yeah. Just use a grocery store one.
Yep.
You're cool.
And it's totally fine.
Yeah. It will work. I did it the bad way and put a whole sweet potato in the ground, but it had already sprouted, so it was okay. But definitely do the slips because you don't want rotting sweet potato.
It does well in most of our soils around the state, except for maybe the eastern part of the state where they get really incredible amounts of rain.
That's funny because I read that they're mainly grown in East Texas and that Texas is the 5th largest sweet potato grower in the U.S.
Well, so they want well-drained soils.
You're a well-drained soil.
In general, right? Because they need to spread out. So I think a lot of times in some of the production areas, they're probably amending the soil a little bit, especially where it's like super heavy clay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Does it like sandy soil? Because
it does.
Okay.
So like a sandy loam, it will be nice.
A sandy loam.
Nice and happy.
Do you do mounds for it like you would with a potato, regular potato?
Yeah. Yeah. So mounds are good, 6 to 8 inches deep. You can plant them fairly close. Usually, I think.
Man, I'm starting to get hungry and I'm already ate a lot today. I was just sweet potatoes. I'm like, I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I'm hungry too, actually.
You know, like I said, candied yams are sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm.
So they need 10.
No marshmallows for me, though. No, thank you. My family does not do marshmallows on ours.
No?
No.
I
my
don't
stepmom's
either.
Native American.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, my stepmom's Native American. She makes it like a more traditional way that she learned growing up, and that does not include marshmallows.
No. So sweet potatoes need 10 to 20 inches of water per season. So once you get them established, like our native rainfall for the most part will take care of them.
Yeah.
However, they also need consistent water through the season. You need to probably, on weeks that we don't get rain, give them about an inch of water because your growing season's about 20 weeks long. Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you think about them needing an inch of water per week, but if you get any other rain, you can kind of lay off.
Yeah. Rain.
So they're pretty tough.
What's your favorite way to eat sweet potatoes?
I like sweet potato casserole. Like
the Thanksgiving one with marshmallows?
No, okay. Except like I'll use like graham crackers on top of it, like crushed up. Like I've made one that's almost like a crumble, like a sweet potato crumble, like casserole crumble, then a casserole dish, and I'll either use like pecans on it or like crushed up graham crackers or even like crumble crust on
that
it.
That sounds good.
And it's almost, it's like not a pie, but it's not a pie.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'm on board with that. I also just like a baked sweet potato.
That's good.
Or sweet potato fries.
I like sweet potato hash. Like I like to cut them up and saute it with like some jalapenos and have it with a fried egg.
Interesting.
You know, like onion, jalapeno, sweet potato.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know what my favorite way is. I think about this a lot. So a friend of mine one time made like vegetarian tacos with sweet potato and black bean.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I love them with black beans.
Cubed it up in like tiny little pieces.
Yeah.
Sauteed it with, I think, onions and garlic and a few other things. And the texture is really interesting and the flavors are really interesting.
And then you squeeze some lime on there with like the cotija, the cotija cheese or some queso fresco. So good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I like it. Food.
I'm hungry.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I want to try more yam stuff, though, and I don't know where to do that. I guess maybe Vizo's, because that's an African restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
I think I've read that they have yam stuff. I'll have to check it out. Have you been there?
I have not, and I want to go.
Me too.
Sounds good.
Maybe we'll have an In the Grow field trip to Vizo's.
Like, serve us yams, please.
We want to know all about the yams.
Yeah, please tell us.
Yeah.
So grow some sweet potatoes, have them for Thanksgiving, or have them whenever you want.
Yeah, whenever.
That is not just a Thanksgiving food.
No, it's not. You should. They're very nutrient rich. You should be eating sweet potatoes all year.
That's one thing I think we didn't mention that we should
shout out
real quick.
Yeah.
Is that both yams and sweet potatoes, yes, they're starches. Yes, they're high in carbohydrates, but they're both really good sources of fiber, vitamin C, B6, potassium, manganese. And then
manganese?
Yep. Yeah, so that's yams. Sweet potatoes have all the similar things, but they also have antioxidants like beta carotene. They've got vitamin A in them.
That's where they get that orange color.
Yep. And so they're actually really fairly healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got some calories and carbs, but that's not a bad thing.
Sometimes you need carbs and calories. Okay.
You kind of need those things. Eat food.
Eat food.
Yeah.
That's our PSA. Eat food.
Eat food and throw a sweet potato in every now and then.
And if you feel like it, grow the food you want to eat, because it's like exciting. That.
If you feel like it, grow the food.
Yeah. All right. Well, have some pie again.
Yeah. We should end actually every episode that way.
Have some pie.
Go have some pie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.